Picture a young but maternal girl in a small bathroom putting concealer on her droopy little brother's chicken-pocked face. He's worried about their ruse being discovered.
Am I gonna get in trouble?
No, you're not gonna get in trouble.
I can't go to school if I'm sick.
Just go to school so you can get some lunch. Then you can come home afterwards.
That's from a video in the Backpack Buddies section of Vineyard Family Services website. VFS is a small nonprofit tucked in the back of a church in Shelby County, and the video highlights a dilemma with implications for tens of millions of American kids, not to mention for their classmates and for taxpayers. But when schools close, they don't even have the choice of toughing it out and spreading their germs just so they can eat. Then what?
A lot of them do go hungry.
That's Karen Kapp, director of Better Basics, a children's literacy and enrichment program headquartered in Homewood. She points out another troubling reality. As kids' brains are maturing, the ones who aren't getting enough food often fall further and further behind. Teachers sometimes dig into their wallets to buy students food, partly because they know hunger increases the chances of academic failure, which in turn increases the chances of health problems, unemployment, and even crime. States, school districts, and communities do have programs to get food to needy kids during school breaks, but funding and staff are usually stretched thin. Summer programs especially rely on centralized feeding sites, leaving carless rural kids with grumbling bellies. There are psychological obstacles, too.
There's been a lot of people who have never gotten help from any kind of agency before. They're too proud to ever ask for help, so the kids were struggling.
That's Ward Williams, founder of that small nonprofit with the Backpack Buddies program. It's a partial solution to weekend hunger, and it sidesteps the stigma. Here's program director Stephanie Grissom packing up donated, non-perishable, kid-accessible food with little extra treats for the holidays.
We make sure we have two lunches, and we have two breakfasts, and then it all goes in a bag. And the bag is the way that it is because we want it to be discreet. It's not labeled, and they can't see through it.
Usually they hold volunteer assembly line-style packing parties. Grissom and Williams drive the bags to 16 elementary and middle schools, some of them an hour away.
There's distances for sure. It's a big county.
They unload them for school counselors like Valley Elementary's Kay McCray, who sneaks them into needy kids' backpacks to take home on Fridays.
They'll wink at me in the hall or give me a thumbs up, and sometimes they even come up and give me a hug and whisper in my ear, "Are you bringing my bag today?" And almost brings tears to my eyes.
And William says it strengthens the counselor-student relationship.
Johnny, Susie now trust Miss Beard, so they come and say, "Miss Beard, we're also struggling. We don't have any power, or we had to cook our food last night on the barbecue pit." They start learning more about them. They're able to find different answers to the other issues that they're facing.
He and Grissom say another benefit of the program is that it's not politically divisive. Few people have a beef with nonprofits tiding over hungry kids for the weekend. And as Williams puts it,
if you're suspicious of a faith group or social service groups, it's hard to embezzle a can of ravioli or a juice box.
But overall, Grissom says, they're realistic about the scope of the problem.
We're not feeding the world. We're not feeding the whole community. We know we can't cure poverty, but we're stabilizing their shaky economic situation.
And Counselor McCray says a main goal of the program is being achieved.
Their grades are improving. It does impact their ability to learn and focus.
Vineyard Family Services Backpack Buddies and other backpack programs around the country are examples of what people can do with limited but targeted resources. According to the counselors I spoke with, backpack programs have improved struggling kids' grades, health, and the level of stress in their homes. Assuming those backpacks have something to do with that, it's hard to argue with the results. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.